I'm slipping again. And now, okay, I'm getting too, you know, nitpicky about this project because I like it and I'm falling in love with it and I want it to be perfect. And then I'm like, okay, I'm slipping more into my tendency of like perfectionism over the quality of the art and, you know, the expression that I'm trying to capture in this moment. And I really love this, again, kind of similar to Burn Material of like, okay, trash it all. It's start it all over again and start fresh and get some new ideas flowing, or do whatever I can to change my perspective. And the opening verse is just my stuff, my spot, my same routine, my hummingbird and me. I don't really know what that is all about. Maybe he actually has a hummingbird, which would be awesome. Or maybe he just has a hummingbird feeder. Anyway, then in the chorus, I just really like... it's just a cute line back to back. I get motion sickness, couple dirty dishes, missing my commitments. I wish I wasn't like this. Very bubbly song, very bouncy, but you know, this lyric is very sad, I guess. And you know, it's not necessarily like self-hate or anything, but it's just like, when I start moving too quickly or when I start getting too involved in these things, I also start to fall apart a little bit and not maintain the parts that are maybe making me just a regular person. Very, very cool. I love this whole, you know, idea of like, I think Subi Club is a genius. And at the same time, like this whole album is reflecting on, you know, Soren as a person being, you know, tired and, you know, depressed sometimes and like just... Like, you know, I also can really love my music and my art, but I'm, you know, speaking from Soren's point of view, I also can really love my music and my art and like not feel like I have the ability to chase it right now. Or how do I grapple with that from like a social perspective with my friends who might feel like they have more energy, but they're maybe not doing as much with their music career, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know. There's so much stuff happening in this album. Very introspective and yet lighthearted and fun at the same time while tackling some pretty deep and I feel like very topical ideas and feelings for people of, you know, within 5 to 10 years of my age, I would say. Maybe everyone, but like I think especially there's a certain sense of lost and finding yourself and importance and especially maintaining like a work-life balance and a, you know, a level of burnout, I suppose, while still burning hot. Very cool, very pertinent and topical stuff. Okay, let's get into the rest of the album. There's maybe 10 minutes left. I might not talk as much until the last one, just because I really like one of the last lines and might get some art inspired from it, either on my wall or on my body. We'll see. we'll see. But here is Fallout, picking up after Motion Sickness.
Oh boy, that's gonna hurt. Thank you.
made you pick a fight, huh? It's just a little thing, get the kids hyped up, did you see the guy that put you up against when you're gonna die out there? Sure enough, I checked the card and he's big as shit, already sold the last ticket, man. How'd I just find out? Tell me what you're doing now. I don't wanna find out, I don't wanna find out.
I'm giving myself 30 seconds to talk about this. I just really, really love the initial verse of "What made you pick a fight, huh?" Just a little thing to get the kids hyped up, and then just cute. But the next one is, "Did you see the guy they put you up against? Man, you're gonna die out there." And he goes, "Sure enough, I checked the card, and he is big as crap. And I already sold the last ticket. How'd I find out? Tell me what to do now." And you're kind of like setting the scene of like, okay, I've picked a big fight for myself. To maybe be, you know, and I'm entertaining for the audience, but now that I'm like actually looking at it, like this is a daunting task. This is like a big dude, and I think I'm gonna die. Like I don't think I'm gonna make it. And I really love that framing for this whole album. Again, is like, okay, I just released Laced Up, this big 9-minute audiovisual project that people who have not heard anything from me in 3 years queued up for, like, days in advance on the live stream, keeping the tab open, you know, and, like, thousands of people were there on the, you know, initial release. And he's like, then getting into the chorus is like, I have to be coming out with something big. I really wish I didn't sound the alarm, but I did sound the alarm, so now I need to, like, you know, keep going for it. And this whole song is kind of about, like, you know, having fight in you and having fight left, but also maybe biting off more than you can chew all the time. And I don't know, so much of this album feels about, like, grappling with momentum and motivation and trying to, you know, make sure that you're handling burnout and your own steam well. And this idea of, like, acknowledging the fact that maybe you've bitten off more than you can chew, but now how can I use this to, like, you know, keep my momentum, and like maybe I'm leaning forward and maybe I'm falling a little bit, but I'm like definitely like still pushing forward. I don't know, super, super cool. Okay, a little over 30 seconds. Let's get into it. That was All Time Chump. Very, very good. Here is Bumper.
Champ. look inside every time someone opens up. Put my blinders on and fly over all the speed bumps. I'm not the type to be checking in much. I mean to change, but when I focus, I'll probably lose touch. At the moment you said it, and you wrote it down. There's a life on the other side.
I moved to Burbank at 19. My three friends and me, we had fun. We had big dreams, it meant something to me. When she blew up, tried to keep it gone. Got a B&B, thought I grew up. Thought it was my time, I thought I had the keys. We played like 50 shows, worked myself to death, helping all my friends. I made sure in 2020 I would help myself. Got an apartment, spent 4 months alone. I was so depressed, I started searching for a way to claw myself out from the darkness. When I was 21, I thought I found it. I was moving kinda crazy, cause I thought I found it. Took the biggest leap I could, I felt like I was boundless. I finally found a spot that I could put my heart in. For a minute it was fucking awesome, awesome. Every now and then it's fucking awesome, awesome. My friends were falling, now we found she on the ground. And my room was underwater, I was drowning.
All right. I think that's kind of like, I would say, the conclusion of the album. And then I feel like the last one is like the bonus track, at least in my opinion. I do think the bonus track is still very like a conclusive, nice wrapper for the album. But that last track is called Recap. It's just recap space and then a colon. And it's talking about his life, I think, just kind of very stream of consciousness-y slash. I mean, there's a little bit of flow there, but like, you know, it's very much in line with the timeline of like when Burbank House came out. Turns out that's when he moved to Burbank with his friends. Oh my goodness, maybe it's about their house in Burbank. And then talking more about kind of finding his stride again and releasing Laced Up, or at least getting excited about the Subi Club project in general, I think. A lot of the same themes of as well when he was under the Bisquick project, I suppose, of like big jumping, like leaps of faith kind of Icarus style toward the sun, burning bright, burning out, lots of fire, all that jazz, I suppose. And I really like the line, just for a minute it was I'm gonna say really for a minute it was really awesome, awesome. Every now and then it's really awesome, awesome. And it's a very kind of slow, melancholic song. And this just acknowledgement of like, you know, I've hit my stride before, I will hit it again. It comes and goes every now and then. It's awesome. It's awesome. And you don't hear it in his voice right there, but there's a certain amount of like acknowledgement that it's there. Very, very cool. I love it. Yeah, I don't know. Very, very fun song. Last one. It's called Landslide, and I really, really love just one of the lines in this track that gets played a lot is, if you want to hit the ball farther, swing the bat harder, swing the bat harder. I loved that line so much. I just, like, don't, I think it fits so well with the whole project and everything that he's, like, grappling with in terms of motivation and, you know, keeping the project afloat and in theme, and like, how are you supposed to manage all of this? And it's just kind of like, you know, if you want to keep up with it, you work harder, I suppose. And that's kind of always been the answer, you know, and like, you don't always have the, you know, the motivation or perhaps the drive to be doing that, but that is the answer. And you know that. And so like, when you're ready to put all of your work into this massive album, it's filled with tons of projects that have been retired over the past couple of years, and push it out in like 2 months time total. Oh no, I just lost my connection. Oh God. Oh goodness. Let's see if I can get it back in time. To play the last song on the album. That would be so tragic if I couldn't play it, just the last one, please. Sorry, I'm kind of stalling now, trying to make sure that we can get there. Okay, I think we're there. But yeah, very, very good. I really like this. I kind of want to make like an art piece maybe for my wall on it, or like a little tattoo of just the line of like, swing the bat harder. I just love this whole bit, and it's very, very flowy, very bouncy, very like, I don't know, you can walk to this song, you can step to it, you can move to it. It's very, not, I'm using the word progressive, I suppose, but not in the terms of like, you know, it's not pushing the needle on anything musically. It just feels like it's a song to be making progress to and moving forward. And I think that's kind of what Subi Club was trying to get at with this whole album, is, you know, progress doesn't have to be a natural flow. It might be something you've accrued without knowing it over the past couple of years. And it might manifest all in a kind of burst effort once you've, you know, the collection of your work finally accumulates towards something. You might not feel it all the time, but if you keep swinging that bat, you'll get somewhere, you know? Very, very cool. Love this album. Super good. Can't recommend it enough. Please keep listening to it after the show. I'm going to get out of here after this as well, so I'm going to fade right to Rivendell. But thank you for listening. Thanks for letting me yap about it. And interrupt the flow of the album a little bit. I recommend listening to it all in one go as well. Very, very good. But let's get into it. This is Landslide by Subi Club off of the album Trinket. Thanks for listening. I'll be gone next week, but hear the next one. Very glad to be back. Love you all. Thanks for listening. All that jazz. Yada, yada. Bye-bye. Love you. Sleep well. Dreams. All that. Landslide by Subi Club.
Swing the back. there. I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM. WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM. WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Do you know who your kids are talking to on the internet? Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Thank you. I've been a bad girl. Sound when that kiss makes sensitivity when she kiss my neck and tickle me fancy. With the right kind of love on a Sunday morning. En el otro lado es donde viví con un mijita que se llama Mexías. Su hermana sí me quiere y ahorita tenemos un bebé. Sus padres, sus tíos me trataron matar, but they did not get too far. Un poco después tuve que regresar con un chingo de dinero que vino a más tarde. Fui a Costa Rica para tomar y surfear. Platicaba con la raza cause they know who we are. Si no le dio cuenta then I bet you never will. You must be a muñeca if you're still standing still and we fall. Caress me down. And that's the loving sound. We go and the girl caress me down. And that's the loving sound. Me gusta mi reggae, me gusta punk rock. Pero la cosa que me gusta más es Panochita. La nalga en el aire, if you know who you are. Pon la nalga en el aire y empieza a gritar. No tenga miedo, I'm your papi. Take your chones y los manden a mí. Levanta, levanta, tienes que gritar. Levanta, levanta, tienes que bailar. Caress me down. And that's the loving sound. And a girl caress me down. That's the loving sound. Caress me down. That's the loving sound. And the girls caress me down. That's the loving sound.
And you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Stop trying to be free. Ha! WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Come back Tuesday, take my things back to my hometown, but I'm over.